Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, the eyes of the world are on this small island off the coast of Scotland. The shuttle that launched at midday is stuck in orbit, suffering from an unidentified fault. We understand all six crew members are alive and well, but time is running out. There's been no official statement from Matterform, the company that launched the shuttle, but this is being treated as sabotage, and police urgently want to talk to a local man named Jason Lambert, whose whereabouts are currently unknown.
You think your Uncle Jason is hiding out in the woods?
No, I think he's trying to get off the island. He's got a small rowboat hidden down here, moored under an outcrop of rock.
Do you think it was him who sabotaged the shuttle?
I don't know. But it's not looking good. I mean, if it wasn't him, why is he
disappeared? I think I see a boat out there on the water.
Wait, my binoculars. Yes, it's him.
He surely can't get all the way to Ireland in such a tiny boat. I'm going to call my dad and tell him.
No, don't. Security guys will come steaming in with a helicopter and Jason might panic or jump off. Look, I need to talk to him and find out what he did.
But we don't have a boat.
I'm going to swim.
Swim? You'll never catch up with him.
I'm a strong swimmer. If Jason sees me, he'll stop.
But Kyle! Oh!
Lily's going to do what?
Daniel, it's a simple repair. With a little guidance, I know she can do it.
Dad, Lily's really smart.
Thanks, boy.
Oh, I didn't know you could hear me.
So we're putting this multi-million pound spaceship in the hands of a child?
We're just getting her ready to go now.
Wait, I've got Maddie on the phone. Maddie, sweetheart, this really isn't a good time.
I found Jason Lambert.
What?
Okay, Lily, here's the toolkit. All you need to do is remove the faulty valve and replace it with this one.
Got it.
Good luck, Lily.
Thanks.
Kyle! Uncle Jason! Stop!
Wait! I'll turn the bow around! Oh. Grab the oar! Here!
Got it!
Put yourself aboard! Careful! What are you doing? You know how fast you can get carried out to sea here?
You heard about the business with the shuttle?
I did.
You think it was me who sabotaged it?
Yeah, but you're just a kid. That's ridiculous. You couldn't.
But they don't have any other idea who did it. They're after me. I didn't know what to do. I can't go back. So I just ran and came looking for your boat and...
It was me, Kyle.
Yeah. I know it was. I just hoped it wasn't.
Okay. I'm unscrewing the valve mechanism now.
Yes, oh, we can see it on your helmet camera.
Lily, don't rush it. If you drop something in zero G, it could float off anywhere.
Understood. It's really fiddly.
Yes, and it's harder with the gloves on. Like I say, take your time.
Done it.
Well done, Lily.
did I do wrong?
I don't know, but the engine's still dead.
I found the plans on your mate's phone, and there were all the security protocols. And I worked out a way I could sneak in early this morning, and... I'm sorry, it wasn't meant to...
You could have killed them all.
That was never the idea. It was meant to stop the shuttle taking off, okay? I disconnected some things in the computer system, but... obviously it all held together long enough to get them in the air. When it took off, I was just watching in horror. And when the news came through, they were stuck up there.
You ran away?
Yes.
Instead of telling them what you did and how to fix it?
Can they fix it?
Maybe. If you tell them what you did.
I'll be in serious trouble, Kyle.
You already are. Telling them what you did can't make it any worse.
You understand, don't you, Kyle? Why I did it.
Yeah. I get it.
I took it too far. I just didn't want them to win.
Please. Call them now. Tell them what you did.
Is there something wrong with the spare part? Have we got another spare?
I don't think that's the problem, Lily.
Then what? There must be something I can do.
Keep calm, Lily. We'll work it out.
Hello, shuttle crew. Do you read us?
Yes, Daniel, we read you.
We know exactly what was done to the shuttle. The damage isn't to the fuel valve. It's to the computer that operates the valve.
I'm still looking at the valve now. Is it something I can fix?
It could be complicated.
No, it's not. Lily, you just need to take the computer out.
What? Completely?
Yeah. It's still trying to control the valve. If you take it out, even Victor can control it on manual.
Yes, Vaughn's right. That will work.
Wow. Well done, Vaughn.
So, am I doing this?
Yes. Just remove the wires connecting it to the valve.
Okay.
That's it. We've got control of the engine.
Well done, Lily.
We're ready and waiting to guide you back to Earth. We can bring you down in the sea a few miles off the north coast of Loon. How's that?
Sounds great.
Can I get out of here now? I didn't want to make a big thing of it, but I actually have terrible claustrophobia.
Descending through the atmosphere now.
You're on course. Trajectory looks good. We should be able to...
Is everything okay?
They always lose radio contact when you're approaching Earth.
Taking us in now. Brace for impact.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh. You're okay, Lily. It's all right.
We made it! I can't believe we made it!
Thanks to you.
So how do we get back to the island?
Don't you fancy swimming?
Well, if that's what astronauts do.
I'm joking. They're sending a ferry to pick us up. Shall we sit out on the wing and wait for them?
That was pretty daft what you did to bring Jason in.
But it worked, didn't it? He's going to have to go away though, isn't he?
He is. Life's going to be different without him.
Life's already different. Even after the project packs up and the Wheelers leave,
Who says we're leaving?
What do you mean?
We might stay. It's got its good aspects, you know, this island.
Yeah, and now they've finally put ramps in and stuff. Well, it seems a shame to move away immediately.
Mum's got some ideas about new partnerships, setting up astronaut training courses. She's given them the hard sell.
Cool.
I'm glad you think so.
I can see Lily.
Where?
Yeah, look. Sitting on the wing of the shuttle.
You're still glad you went, Lily?
Well, it didn't quite go according to plan.
No, that's true.
So I think it's only fair I get another go.
Yes.
Look, everyone's come to meet us. There's Jasmine, Kyle, Maddie, Vaughn.
Or maybe next time they should get to come too.
Really?
Really.
Hey, did you hear that? Next trip, you're all coming. I think we're going to need a bigger shuttle.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.